you can sit, amen. Like I said, tonight we are having a Holy Ghost meeting already, and we'll be ministering to people as led by the Spirit of God for these meetings. I want to share with us briefly about the ministry of laying on of hands. The ministry of laying on of hands. Jesus spent time to teach before he ministered so that people can receive. A couple of years ago, I think 21 or more than that, I stopped laying hands. And then the Lord asked me, he said, why did you stop laying hands? I said, well, because some people are just abusing it. They're just laying hands on. Then he said, that's why you want to walk in disobedience. So sometimes we can walk away from something because it's been abused. For example, I told you yesterday, I know some people have abused using materials to minister to people, but it doesn't make it illegitimate. Are you following what I'm saying? Only that you must ensure that you use it in line with God's word. But you must use it. So in the Bible, there's something called the ministry of the laying on of hands. It's a ministry. Now, look at Romans chapter 1, and so that we can guide ourselves tonight. Paul, and this is why it's not effective for believers to just be watching things online. There are too many things you cannot receive online. By the way, tomorrow morning, I want to talk to younger ministers. Make sure you are around. There are some things I want to share with you. And they are very, very vital that you are around to listen to them. Make sure you are around. I told you, when it comes to ministers, instructions are more important than doctrine. You need to listen to instructions. Is that okay? Is that okay? Now, I said there are things you cannot find online or via television. You know, you can. In Romans chapter 1 verse 11, Paul from verse 10 says, making requests, if I by any means now at length, I might have a prosperous journey to, by the will of God to come unto you. I mean, he had written to them. He had taught them, yet he still wanted to come to them. The ministry of the Spirit requires personal touch. A personal touch. Very vital. A personal touch. Now I realize that the internet and the social media can be used for places where we are not. But you see, when you can go for a meeting, go there. Be there. I like what Pastor Hagin said this year. Pastor Mrs. Hagin. She said, have you ever seen the U.S. Army trained online? That got my attention. He said, no. They don't. Because the battle is not online. That got my attention. I don't know whether I got yours too. So, he said, I'll come to you. Look at verse 11. For I long to see you, that I may impart unto you some spiritual gift to the end you may be established. I've heard people say that this impartation is instruction. That is nonsense. He would have written that. You would have written that. Am I right? Am I correct? It's not instruction. You would have written it. I don't need to see you to instruct you. Am I right? Am I correct? He wrote letters to them to instruct them. You didn't have to see them. What is it to impart? Now, the word gift there is the word charisma. charisma, enablement. So to impart. Now, that word impart is an old word too, Greek word. It means, is the word metadidomi. M-E-T-A-D-I-D-O-M-I. It means to share. Jesus used it in Luke's Gospel 3:11. Not Jesus, I think that was John. That when you have two clothes, or thereabout, you share. You give one to the other person. To give. To give unto you spiritual gift. Notice he didn't say some. It says some spiritual gift. So more than one. Because he was coming to an entire church. He said more. You find that word again in Romans 12:8. Let him that gives, let him give liberally. Giving. Metadidomi. You see it again, I think that is, okay, let me check my notes. You see it in Ephesians 4:28, yep. When he said, let him that stole steal no more, let him walk with his hands, that is good, that he may have to give. So, the person who is giving or imparting is the one who has it. Are you following what I'm saying? Come on, are you following what I'm saying? He's the one who has it. So listen to this. This is important. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 8, Paul says, we did not only impart the gospel unto you, we also imparted our lives. That is, we allowed you to share in our lives. So what does that mean? When Paul said, I come to impart some spiritual gifts, definitely, he's referring to his ministry gift. And he's saying that I'm coming to make you partake in what God has called me to be or to do. That's what impartation is. So, I'm coming to share. I'm coming to give you. Look, in the gospel already, when we preach, we give. So he said, I'm coming to impart to you some spiritual gift. Now, notice what he said. He said, when I impart this spiritual gift, to the end that you may be what? You may be what? Established. Established is the word sterizo. It means to be strengthened. It's used for stability. To be strengthened. Laying of hands, it imparts spiritual things. It does. That is, the man who is laying hands, what he does is that his ministry becomes effective in your life. Now, no doubt, Paul told us what his ministry was about. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11, he said he gave some apostles, some evangelists, some prophets. I don't know why I always skip prophets. Some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. For what? For the perfecting of the saints. Now, for the work of the ministry. That word, perfecting of the saints, is to equip. It's an old word, katatizo. To equip. To make it fit for ministry. So, if he says, I come to impart some spiritual gifts, that means he's coming to equip you for the work of the ministry. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Is coming to equip you for the work of the ministry. That's what he does. That's what he's talking about. It's not to give you the Holy Ghost. Nope. It's to equip you for the work of the ministry. So, you are sharing in his gift. He's an apostle now, Paul. So, you are sharing in his gift. What is his gift? His gift is to perfect the saints for the work of the ministry. And he does that too, apart from teaching, he does it by what? Impartation. Which will require his presence. It will require his presence. As a minister, you must never play with the ministry of laying on of hands. This year, hands have been laid on me twice. You don't outgrow it. You don't. Twice. I spoke to you about my own experiences. I went for a camp meeting organized by the Believers Love World years ago. And Pastor Chris gave a call. He didn't mention my name, but he mentioned the fellowship. And I came out. Then he began to prophesy, but he laid hands. And when I left that camp meeting, everybody knew I was coming from somewhere. It was obvious. It was clear. You see, in 1994, I was present when Reverend Victor Adeyemi, the pastor of Global Harvest Church, he was pastor of Rema Chapel then. He was doing a series on the anointing. Then he now taught on the gifts, ministry gifts. So I attended all of them. In fact, when he was teaching ministry gifts, I was coming from Lagos to attend every Wednesday. So he now began to teach on the ministry gift, the teaching ministry gift. So he taught. In fact, when he was teaching ministry gift, I didn't even pay attention like he was talking to me. I was taking the notes. I didn't have the notes, but I felt that somebody else is talking about. Because if there's something I love to do the most as a younger Christian, I wanted to be an evangelist. So I never imagined I could teach like he was saying. So he began to talk, and then he got to a point. He said, if you desire to teach, or you know, if you believe God has called you to teach, that's what he said, come out. So he began to lay hands. So he stopped. He now pointed at me. I was wearing black, a black shirt and a pair of trousers. He said, you come. He specifically did that. And I was wondering, me? I'm not a teacher. I like to shout. Because my favorite preacher, now when I say preacher, is Pastor Ayo Orichijafo. That's my favorite. I like to jump like he jumps. But I'm not as consistent as he is. He's been like that for over 40 years. He shouts like that from the beginning to the end. You know? So he was my favorite. He's still my favorite anyway. That, you know, speaks like that, you know. I like it. He said, he'll tell you, Jesus Christ is alive. God is not dead. He's the same yesterday. He's the same today. I mean, I'll be jumping like that. So when he gave that, God said, come. And he laid hands on me. I remember that day. I dragged myself to the bus stop. But a friend of mine helped me to the bus stop. But from that day till today, I think I've been teaching. I'm not yet a teacher, but I've been teaching. Hallelujah. It's not because I studied. No. Yes, I study too. But you see, it's because of the working of the Holy Ghost. Always know that. Always know that. You have people that call themselves word people. You can't be a word person and you're not a person of the Holy Ghost. You're not a word person. You can't be. A word person is a person of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Because if you study the Word, you will see the things of the Spirit there. What is the Word? The Word is information, revelation, knowledge. Paul said, concerning the things of the Spirit, I will not have you what? Ignorant. So if you're ignorant of that, you're not a word person at all. Hallelujah. Some people preach grace. Grace. And all they're talking about is forgiveness of sins. That's not what grace is about. Grace is also talking about the gifts of the Spirit. Hallelujah. How can you call yourself a grace preacher and you cannot explain the gifts of the Spirit? You are not a grace preacher. A grace preacher will preach the things of the Spirit. Will minister the things of the Spirit. Are you following what I'm saying? So, he says to impart some spiritual gifts. Now, look at how laying on of hands works. I told you this year, I went to Winter Bible Seminary. And a call was made for a Nigerian pastor. And I came out. And hands were laid on me. And there I was under the power of God. And my eyes opened immediately. Hallelujah. I know how to receive. I will force you to do something. Hallelujah. Because I'm always hungry. Always. Praise the Lord. Before I even went there, I was fasting. So I have to receive. Praise the Lord. have to receive. Some people don't believe in fasting. Don't worry. Don't believe in it. Be eating. Okay? Look at this. In the book of Acts, did you notice? When they called deacons. And the Bible says they said they wanted seven men of honest report, full of wisdom and the Holy Ghost. And so they called seven guys. And then Stephen was one of them. Stephen was called a man full of the Spirit, which is utterances, and then full of wisdom. And then the apostles, they now prayed for them and now laid hands. See, why did they have to lay hands? Why? They laid hands. Did you notice? After hands were laid on Stephen and Philip and all the rest, the Bible says the word of God increased. 1, 2. It now says in verse 7 and 8, Stephen was now known as a man full of power and miracles. So something happened. He wasn't known for that before. In fact, by the time you read chapter 8, Philip, who was one of them, he now went down to Samaria to preach Christ. And the Bible says there were miracles done. So that means there was an enhancement. There was a perfecting there. There was an equipping by the laying on of hands. Are you following what I'm saying tonight? It's all over the book of Acts. By the time you get to chapter 8, the apostles now came from Jerusalem, Peter and John, to lay hands on the people who were born again. They're already born again. They have the Holy Ghost. But they laid hands that they might function in the utterance gifts. And as they laid hands, things happened. Because if things did not happen, why will Simon the sorcerer say, he saw? Hallelujah. He saw. Now, do you know you don't see tongues? He saw things happen. Things happened to those people. He saw it. Then he said, give me this power. The whomsoever I lay my hands on will receive the Holy Ghost. Peter said, your money perish with you. Two things will perish, you and your money. For you have thought that the gift of God can be purchased with money. The gift of God. In chapter 9, he called Saul of Tarsus. Then he appeared to a man by the name of Ananias. He asked Ananias to do what? To go to Saul and put his hands on him. Why? He said, put your hands on him. If things just work because you have the Holy Ghost in you, why would Jesus ask him to put his hands on him? Do you know when he laid his hands on Saul, the Bible says he rose up. Immediately he began to preach. Who taught him? Who taught him? Immediately. So laying on of hands will work even when you don't have enough knowledge. He got up and began to preach. In Acts 19, again, he met these 12 folks. This is Paul. He preached unto them, and the Bible says they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus, in verse 5. Then in verse 6, Paul now laid his hands on them, and then the Holy Ghost came on them. Can you see it's so prominent? Now, in Acts 13, I want you to notice that. Particularly those of you who are men of God, pastors. You don't outgrow this. In Acts 13, they were in Antioch. Who? Prophets and teachers. The Bible will say, each person was either a prophet or a teacher or both. And the Bible says they ministered to the Lord and did what? And they fasted. They were without food. And the Bible says in verse 2 that the Holy Ghost said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them. Now, let us read verse 3. Let me ask you, did Paul have hands laid on in chapter 9? Did he? Alright. And then he began to preach. Right? And based on that, much later, he was called a teacher and maybe a prophet in Acts 11. Alright? But look at this one. Separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work where to have called them. That is utterance, right? That is utterance. The word of wisdom by utterance. Okay? Was that sufficient? No. Let's read verse 3 together. They laid what? They laid what? And then sent them away. I thought they were already prophets and teachers. So, who was laying hands on prophets and teachers? Fellow ministers. Just people like them. They laid hands on them. And then sent them away. Now, what's the next thing he said? They being sent by who? By the Holy Ghost. So, here is Paul. Hands were laid on him in Acts 9. And then hands were laid on him again in Acts 13. Hallelujah. 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 Did anything happen to Paul after hands were laid on him in chapter 13? Definitely. Definitely. Hallelujah. He had work to do. He was equipped for the work of the ministry. Watch this now. Then, later on, he writes to a man by the name Timothy. Timothy was his associate in ministry. So he writes to him. And on two occasions, two different letters, he reminds him, or reminded him, that hands were laid on him. Why would he remind him? That means he ought to know that something ought to happen in his ministry. He says in 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 14, he says, neglect not the gift which is in thee, which was given thee. By what? Prophecy. And the laying on of the hands of the elders. 1 Timothy 4:14. Then in 2 Timothy 1:6, he says, stir up the gift which is in thee by what? So, how many times did Timothy have hands laid on him? At least two. We have the elders, then Paul. Some people have said maybe Paul was part of the elders. I don't think so. Because he didn't say that. So Timothy had hands laid on him. You notice that the instances we have read, aside people getting healed and filled with the Holy Ghost, the instances we have read is related to what? To the work of what? To the work of what? Ministry. Those are the instances we've read. They relate to the work of the ministry. So, hands were laid by Paul on Timothy. Hands were laid by the ministers, that is the elders, on Timothy. Hands were laid on Paul at least two occasions. Hands were laid on Stephen. Hands were laid on Philip. Hands were laid on Barnabas. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. So, the ministry of laying on of hands equips a minister. As a minister, we don't joke with it. As ministers, pardon me, we don't joke with it. No, we don't. No, we don't. We receive from it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Remember years back, I visited Prophet Obadiah years back, and so we finished speaking, and then he said, okay. I said, no, you have to lay hands. And he was still talking, I put his hands on my head myself. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Because that is the word of God. That is the word of God. You cannot, it is part of the equipping. It's not just listening to teaching, 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 teaching. Timothy was listening to teaching. In fact, he knew all of Paul's doctrine. Yet Paul said how to do what? Lay hands on him. Hallelujah. Sometimes hands are laid en masse. Just like Acts 6, Acts 8, a mass. There are many more than one person. Acts 19, there were 12. So hands can be laid on different people. And you see, different things will be opened up in different individuals. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pray for me, I close now. How do I receive the ministry of laying of hands? Listen to this one. I told you yesterday, everything in the kingdom of God works by faith. And faith cannot be present when there is no honor. Honor is important. Honor. To honor. To respect the person who is ministering to you. You have to. The Bible says Jesus went to his hometown and he couldn't do any mighty work. Not because the power of God wasn't there. It was because they did not have honor. Someone say honor. Honor means to respect. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And to receive. Notice also, in the midst of laying on of hands, the one we've seen, Acts 13, and then the ones we read in 1 Timothy 4:14 and 2 Timothy 1:6. Prophecy was part of it. That means you will listen to prophecies. There are people tonight that I'll lay hands on. They may not even know why. It will take them years. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. Yes. I can tell you my story. Yes. Yes. Praise the Lord. Say, I believe in the ministry of laying on hands tonight. All right, you're going to say something now to yourself. You know, I'm the one laying hands, not Paul, not Kenneth Hagin, not Jesus. So you're going to say to yourself that you believe in the ministry of laying on hands through me tonight. Say that to yourself. Now pray about that. You believe that when I lay hands on you, you're going to receive. You pray that for yourself. You know, you can believe in healing, but you cannot believe that this kind of minister will minister to you. So you pray that for yourself. It's you now. To receive tonight. I see men awakened in a great way by the power of the Holy Ghost. His hands are laid on you. There will be equipping of your ministry. If you are here tonight and you have a children's ministry, something unique is going to happen to you. A children's ministry. Something unique. I won't tell you, but you will know. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's stand to our feet, everybody. Let's worship Jesus. Let's worship Jesus.